Yeah, 2x2 rocks. Too close. You know, I mean, log skip on 14, yeah, but not local stuff. Got about a 22. Over. I don't know. I heard them say 14.165. Able to hear something there? Yeah, I just talked to one of the guys. Oh, interesting. I know JSO is in Pitt Meadows. I didn't catch where the other one was. Yeah, the guy in Pitt Meadows, 22, over. Oh, okay. If he gets back on here, you can let him know, if not on that frequency directly. No, I think he heard me. He heard me, but no, the band's long. Come on, 14, local traffic, that's like 10 meters. Give it a rest. Yeah, 20 meters, whatever conditions are right now. It's generally a daytime band. A fair bit of activity on there, or is there? Well, yeah, distance stuff, but not local. A couple Californias in there, what have you, on the dial. But, you know, you're talking about, what, 10 miles away? You're trying to use 20 meters? you're better with a couple of tin cans and a piece of wire. Oh, yeah, of course. Ground wave, as opposed to sky waves. Yeah, ground wave, direct. Flying over their head like a popcorn flying out of an air fryer. Yeah, that's a good analogy. Interesting. They were trying 10 meters, if you heard earlier, and didn't seem to have much success. If the band's not open, it would be behaving a lot like right here on VHF. Yeah, unfortunately, I had to let go of 10 meters to modify for 80 meters, so I added on to my my NFED. So 10, my SPWR just goes bananas. In fact, this radio's kind of cool. If it shows a high SWR, it'll switch to another band to protect its interest, which is kind of neat. Oh, interesting. It's not 10-meter friendly. How about a little bit lower down, 12 meters, 15 meters, bands that are a little below 10 meters, of course. She's okay on 24, 21, 14, what's the other one, 16, 80 meters, and 40 meters. Of course, 160 is right off the wall. But guess what? This thing does 60 meters from the factory. I didn't know that, which is kind of cool. Oh, what a nice discovery. 5 megahertz. Yeah, that band was on the amateur radio news line last week about doing something to it. Or was that just in the USA? It was channelized, but maybe not so much now. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool, finding that in the book. Push a button and then go from, what is it, 6 point whatever, and then just tune down. Fully available. It just doesn't have a frequency or a band button on the radio for it, but it will do 60. Oh, what a nice discovery. Maybe there's other things that that radio can do that you don't even know about yet. All these discoveries. Oh, it's a never-ending story. I haven't had time. I've been in so much in the holiday season. I still haven't set up the SDR, customized it for my audio out on it. I just left it factory. I'll get to it in the coming year. It's just too much stuff to deal with.
Peace. JSO contact.
Yeah, contact. Go ahead, B7OR.
VA7, LAS, this is V7JSO.
Yeah, JSO, did you hear me give you a report of 22 on HF?
I was able to hear, but I could not make it out. I'm getting way too much noise where I'm living in on the 20 meter. But yes, I was able. I could not make it out, unfortunately.
Yeah, I didn't think you would. It's a short path. I hear you're in Maple Ridge. I could hear you, but you're right on my noise ceiling, which I gave you a signal report of 22. Anyway, I'll let you get back to your friend. I thought I'd follow up and see how the bands were for short path. The bands are long, you know, for a long path on 20 meters. I don't do 10 myself because my end fed's been modified for 80, so I couldn't give you a report on that end.
10 seems to be working really well. 20 is almost unusable. I'm in Pitt Meadows right near the train station, unfortunately, and if I'm lucky, when there's no train idling, it seems to work better. But I've had trouble with this listening to shortwave or anything in this area. I'm probably going to try moving, testing this out in the park, because I'm all set up for portable. I got a battery and everything.
Oh, so you are QRP? You're what? You're running 10 watts or something?
No, this is IC7300. I was broadcasting at 100 watts, but the problem is there's just way too much noise for me to hear. I can hear you, I can slightly hear you, but I mean, it was like trying to make out like a, you know, very, like a 1.5 or something I was getting.
Yeah, okay, very good. I did hear you, though, but you were just on my noise ceiling, which refers to 20 is long right now. It's not really for short distance. You and your buddy do better on 40 meters. Give it a try there. You may get an opportunity to talk to him short path, but I don't know. I haven't even looked at the conditions for HF right now. Anyway, let you get back to your friend. I'm being long-winded, V7OR.
Thank you. I'm going to see if I can reach VA7, LAS.
Victor Alpha 7, Lima Alpha Sierra. I had the wrong microphone.
E7 JSO, say again. I just, sorry, my radios are in different rooms, so I'm running back and forth.
Yeah, sorry about that. I got two radios, and I got three radios and three microphones, and I chose the wrong microphone. I was wondering if OM. I thought he was talking to me when he said they gave the report of 22. So I was replying to him. I don't know if he heard me or not, but I'm one of the things about noise. I found I have a vertical. I've had several different verticals here, and I find the noise is really, really bad on verticals. That's why I've gone to the dipole. So if you can string up even a 20-meter dipole, that's a horizontal dipole, I bet your noise floor is going to go down.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to build myself a dipole. It's a little bit tough where I live. I live in a townhouse complex, so where I live right now, I could probably do a end-fed, but apparently those are pretty noisy as well, from my understanding.
Yeah, break, please. Yes, I was responding to you then, but I couldn't make out enough to hear you. I'm running a end-fed about 145 feet in the air as a sloper downtown Vancouver, but you were at 22, sir.
Okay, thank you. The end-fed is, the end-fed and the dipole are basically the same antenna, just fed at a different point, really. So, I think, well, it depends. If you have it as a serious sloper, then it might get some of the vertical noise. But if you have it, you know, more or less flat, that might be the way to go. I don't know if you can do it in a townhouse or not, though. Maybe just string it around in a circle on your ceiling or something. I don't know.
Yeah, may I make a suggestion, Break? Go buy yourself a couple of toroids, F240-43. Wind them up as a line choke, on your antenna feed. That'll cut down a lot of noise, too. I run one at the top of the end fed where it's fed and one at the shack, okay? So that may resolve a lot of your noise issues, too. V7OR is clear.
I've once experimented with my shortwave antenna, and I do have a pretty big. I think it's a 31 farad. I'm not sure if that should be okay.
Yeah, that'll work. Most hams use 43, but yeah, it'll certainly help. There's no doubt about it. But in either case, understand your situation by a bunch of mechanical gear in that. My life is pretty rough here, too. I mean, my signal gets out no problem. I have no problem. It's the receive. When you're in a situation like that, I suggest with you guys to look up the Utah SDR system, and you could use that as your receiver and just use your radio as a transmitter, and that works all the time.
Again, was that the Utah SDR? I do have an SDR, but it picks up quite a bit of noise. Is that Utah one better with filtering out noise?
Well, for where it is, it's in Utah. I mean, there's sometimes I can't even hear myself on the Utah machine. It's all about propagation for HF. But, yeah, the Utah one's good. And if you're going to do BC local, may I suggest the Prince George Kiwi SDR. That's a really good one there. I like the flexibility of the Utah SDR because it's got a better tuning ability where the Prince George one, you have to punch in the frequency.
And VA7 LES, did you actually hear my signal when I was transmitting on 20 meters?
I have not heard you on 20 meters, no. I saw my meter was bouncing just a little bit around S2, S3 on 10 meters, but I didn't hear anything from you, I don't think, on 20 meters. Do you want to just try it one more time?
Yeah, we'll try it one more time, but I'm actually, maybe give me about 30 minutes. I'm actually going to move my radio to a different area. In my lot, we have a back lot for, like, trailers and RVs and stuff, and it's a big area, a lot more clear, rather than my tiny little yard surrounded by the building. I think it'll be a lot better. So if you give me maybe 30 minutes to set up, and I'll let you know when I'm all ready, and we'll do the same frequency, 14.165.
Okay, I will hang around and monitor RPT and 14.165. Victor Alpha 7 Lima Alpha Sierra monitoring.
VE7JSO, clear.